You're listening to Nova's podcast on Einstein's E equals mc squared. Here's physicist Janet Conrad.
E equals mc squared is a very fundamental statement about the idea of what mass is, and that mass can be equivalent to energy, and we can actually convert mass into energy. But the thing that I wanted to say is that E equals mc squared is not the whole of the equation that Einstein wrote down. And it's worth talking about what the whole equation looks like because it's very related to what kind of research I actually do. The research that I do is on a particle called the neutrino. And for a long time, we thought that neutrinos were massless particles. And when I started, my sister said, how is it possible that a particle can be massless? Because when she thinks about a particle, she thinks about a little speck of dust or something like that. Whereas when I think about a particle, I think about a little packet of energy coming out of this equation from Einstein, E equals mc squared. And in fact, the whole equation is E is equal to mc squared, the amount of energy the particle would have if it was sitting still, plus the extra energy that it would have if it has any motion. And if you think about it in that equation, if you now say E is equal to mc squared plus this energy of motion, you could set the mass equal to zero, and you still have energy. And so as far as a particle physicist is concerned, there's still a particle there. It's just a particle that can't ever stop. It always has energy of motion. It's always going the speed of light. So for me, there's a lot more to the equation than E equals mc squared. It matters a lot to my field.
This interview is from pbs.org/nova. Watch Einstein's Big Idea on PBS Tuesday, October 11th.